Now, Dubrook FFA in the studio. I want to mention our sponsors, by the way, SGS, Sodak Labs, South Dakota Farm Bureau, South Dakota Soybean Processors, Meyer Services, Inc. in Volga, Converse Seed Farms, and Esteline Co-op Grain, all among the sponsors of these interviews. Well, I don't want to call you kids, because, or are you? Is that okay?
That's okay.
That's all right? FFAers? All right, so from Dubrook, I heard the drive was good, the roads were fantastic, and everybody is happy to be here. So we don't have a lot of time. It's crazy when you have 6 people in the studio. The time just kind of goes quickly. So I want to have everybody introduce themselves, and if anybody wants to say hi, Mom and Dad, you can do that too. That's not a problem. So we'll start on my right, but your left.
Hi, my name is Sage Kopacek, and I am the Dubrook president.
Okay, good to meet you.
Hello, my name is Catherine Klein, and I am the Dubrook Sentinel, and I am the district reporter.
You look like a Klein.
Yep. I am Liberty Wendinger, and I am the Dubrook FFA secretary.
I'm Ashton Jerns, and I am the Dubrook officer treasurer.
I'm Ellie Olson. I'm the Dubrook reporter and the District 2 Sentinel.
And then the long, tall drink of water with the lid. Sorry about that. I had to interrupt.
Yeah, I get it a lot. I'm John Jornby. I'm the Dubrook Vice President.
All right. Yeah, you look like a Jornby, too. I could have guessed that without too much trouble. So anyway, a big, long week to celebrate. It's Brad and I were talking about it the other day, that it's actually 8 days, the 20th through the 27th, but you must take a Sunday off. It's kind of the deal there. How did you start the week?
We don't do much. We used to do some themes, but we don't really do that anymore. We did on Monday. It was you're supposed to wear your FFA shirt, and then this Thursday we're going to go to the elementary and hang out with them and teach them some stuff about ag. And then on Friday we have our pancake breakfast at our school. It's going to be in our auxiliary gym from 6:30 to 9.
Okay, so now you mentioned teaching ag. Now FFA is not all about ag anymore, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
one thing that we kind of try to impress upon people, so those who live in town can partake, and all kinds of learning opportunities. So for people who live in town, let's say we've got a grandma and grandpa listening, or a mom and dad listening, and they think, you know, maybe I should get a grandson or granddaughter in FFA. What would a kid from town do in FFA?
I do public speaking. I do extemporaneous speaking. So that's something that you don't really have to be involved in on the farm, and you can just, anybody can hop into that if you're able to public speak and be comfortable with that. It's a really good event for everyone to participate in.
Okay, so really it's that simple. I mean, not that public speaking is really easy, but once you get the hang of it, it's not that big a deal, but it's as easy as just public speaking.
Yep.
So we don't have to worry about tools or anything of that nature, or anything extremely involved. Mm-hmm. Or animals.
Yeah, that's about how all of our competitions are. It's not like you need to know a lot about anything before you go into it. Like, you will always study, and like, I didn't really know much about flowers before I started floriculture, and now I can ID them and do test questions and everything like that. You don't need to know any background knowledge, basically.
No kidding. So you just, it's a great place to start and learn.
Yep.
From what age to what age?
Well, I mean, you can always start learning when you're young. Like, John, you did livestock, so you know what.
Like seven.
Yeah, so he knows what a good cow looks like, but if he didn't, he would be able to learn it.
And it's pretty crazy, too, when you talk about that. When you look at a cow, most people will look at a cow, especially a cow at the rodeo, bull, or steer. Not a whole lot of cows at the rodeo. But it is crazy. You look at a cow and think, well, they all look the same, but they don't. Every cow looks different. And it's simply amazing. John, tell people a little bit more about how cows differ. And it's just, you might see 50 black cows in the pasture, but each and every one of them looks different.
Well, and that's one of those things, even getting back to that point, how you don't really have to be from the farm to do FFA. All of that stuff is anymore. It's online. You know, you can even go online. There's websites that have all your four different animals to pair together, and it teaches you what you need to do. So even if you're really not from that farm background, you can still go on and see that, and it really teaches you all the different things you got to look for in an animal.
You know, I think that's neat that kids from town, because you get a rodeo and the kids really get excited because of the cattle, because of the horses, because of the cowboys. And farming isn't necessarily all about the cowboys and the tractors, and it's much more. But it gives them an opportunity. I was a city kid when I grew up. I grew up in the city, and when I moved here, we lived in Montana for just a short few years. And when I was 4, we left Montana and came to North Dakota. So I got here, and I couldn't figure out why I always had to watch Westerns. What's my deal with cows? What's my deal with horses? I don't know anything about them, so I bought a vet manual, and I read the vet manual, everything about cattle and everything about horses, bought the books, and then I bought horses. And then I got cattle. And it was really an amazing and fun trip for me for the last 25 years. I really enjoyed it, and I found out who I was because living in Montana, as a little itty-bitty kid, all I saw were cattle and horses and farms because we were on the edge of town where there were a number of farms, and my dad had a horse in the backyard. So I think the people in town are enamored by that, and to allow them to be a part of FFA is fantastic. So what's the joining process? What do you have to do to get into FFA?
So basically, you can start anywhere from 7 to 12, and you start learning in ag class as a 7th and 8th grader, just learning your basic ag things, and then you join FFA as a freshman. And so basically, you sign up for the event that you're interested in, and then you show up to practices, and you learn the details and how to participate in your events.
And so it's all in school. So you don't have to, parents don't have to go running looking for things. It's all a part of school. If anybody wants to be, the best thing to do then is to seek out the FFA advisor and go from there. Correct?
There's no real like practice that you have to do with like hands-on things. It's more whatever you can do, like speaking and stuff. But I don't know. It's all about students. You have to do the work if you want to be good, basically.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yep. So you can study at home, you could study at school. It's just you really have to put in the time and the effort if you want to go to state and place at state, basically.
Yeah, okay. So, well, and that's true with anything in life. You have to do the work.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's what you have to. And I think that part being a part of FFA is also a part of learning how to do the work and learning the fact that you've got to do it and be responsible and be stewards of the land and the animals and life.
I think that's another thing that people don't really realize about FFA is, like we talked about, it's not all about the cows and the pigs and the farm and everything. It's about, I don't know, a lot of life skills that you're going to need to use for the rest of your life, like hard work, teamwork.
Leadership
for sure that's one of the founding bricks of FFA.
And a lot of that translates from the city to the farm to the city. Yep. So there is no line there. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so I think it's great that that FFA has come together and given everybody the opportunity to be a part of the organization. And it's always interesting because when we do events like this, a couple of kids will come, but we always seem to have a half a dozen or more that want to come and talk on the radio about FFA. So that bodes well for the program, that that people are excited about it and they want to share. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate you coming in and sharing. You know, as we celebrate the entire week here, we've got Sioux Valley coming in on Friday. I think South Dakota Soybean's going to chat with us tomorrow. So it's great to have Dubrook FFA here. Thank you for coming in. Any parting words, anything we left out?
I don't think so. FFA is really good, and everybody should do it.
There you go. Very well said. Perfect parting words. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful time. Thanks for coming in.